New parking fine increases will be coming into effect this spring. The changes came before council at their meeting on Tuesday night, with the lengthy list of increases ranging from 25 cents to $4.50. Councillor Gary Osterhoff raised concerns about the increases.
That's a lot of increases for the city. And I think that says has a message to it that concerns me a little bit, and I think a lot of our community. So I'm just wondering if we can address that, and not one by one necessarily, but overall, why so many increases?
Laird Legault, manager of licensing, parking operations, and policy with the city, was present to answer questions and stated the following in response.
Now, the rationale for the increase overall is in order to maintain a stable contribution to our parking reserve fund to ensure that we have future funds for our capital and operating needs.
The last time parking fees were raised was in 2019. According to Legault, these new increases would represent a raise of approximately 3% per year since the last adjustment. The largest jump was in the fee associated with losing a ticket, which jumped from $18 to $22.50. Legault explained the reasoning for this jump when asked by Councillor Osterhoff.
That doesn't feel fair to me. Like, why wouldn't we just go to $20? Or, you know, I'm just wondering about the impact, again, of frustrating Kingston's driving community.
We find that sometimes individuals claim that they've lost their ticket after they've been parked there for a couple of days. So in fact, they're paying far less.
According to Legault, on average, Kingston's fees are still lower than most municipalities. Commissioner of Community Services Paige Agnew also offered some words to quell concerns.
So we did have a consultant work with the city to review the pricing for parking. That review obviously included best practices, but also looked at our financials and making sure that we can build proper financial models in the long term for asset management and also additional parking, because we expect that at some point in time we will need to invest in additional parking supply. So this model looked at all of those things to identify increases in costs.
While Councillor Osterhoff still had concerns about the fairness of these changes, the motion was passed and new fees are set to come into effect April 1st, 2025.
We'd still want to create a community that's fair, and sometimes it from when I read it cold like this, it doesn't feel fair, but I guess I have to trust you with that you're also a driver and a parker. And
this has been Christina Laurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.